The Tampa Hillsborough Human Rights Council advocates and promotes the legitimate and human rights of all residents of Hillsborough County. This morning, the council recognized four individuals for their contribution to the human rights in our community. Donna Schultz, Law Enforcement Coordination Manager. Schultz and her office oversee the local hate crimes roundtable. Dwight Ringeldecker, a longtime community volunteer. Julianne Holt, Hillsborough County Public Defender. And Dr. Lydia Medrano, founder of the Latino Coalition. Mike Trepper, VP of the Human Rights Council, praised the award's recipients and the community at large.
We have people in this community that are willing to stand up, willing to do right, willing to join hands, and really willing to get the work done, to really create a community that all people can be treated with dignity and respect.
The council also recognized winners of its high school essay contest. Amy Cheng of King High School won first place. Keynote speaker Debbie Johnson, whose son committed suicide as a result of bullying, reminded the audience that everyone has a voice and should speak out against cruelty and injustice. And Human Rights Council President Ahmed Badir, who is also a WMNF programmer, urged people to...
And finally, speak out and don't stay silent. When acts of violence or hatred, hate crimes happen, we can't stay silent. We can't hesitate. We have to respond quickly. Just simply issuing a statement after a hate crime happens sends the right signal to the public.
The council is clearly focused on the role young people play in furthering human rights. They work with educators and the school board and have announced plans to name student human rights awards recipients in the future. Young people from the community testified about the importance of human rights initiatives on their lives. Rola Al-Abbasi, a high school student, spoke of the discrimination challenges she has faced. Reno Williams, a 12-year-old boy with Asperger's syndrome, who was born blind, spoke of the need for understanding and education.
Regardless if you are 9, 19, or 90, there is no excuse for not participating in some kind of service.
That was Sarah Ogdi, a student activist, encouraging people to get involved and to be active in their community.
Human rights is not your issue, or my issue, or their issue. Human rights is our issue. I am 21 years old, and I am not the future of activism. I am an activist, and so are all of you.
To find out more about the human rights issues and initiatives in our community, visit the Human Rights Council's website at thhrc.org. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF, this is Jennifer Tuohy.